I'm Scott Walker, and I want to be your next governor. I'm running for governor because I love this state, and I believe in Wisconsin. But I believe that this governor and his liberal allies in Madison are taking this state in the wrong direction. It is time to take back our government. It is time to put government back on the side of the people. As I travel this state, the people I talk to are scared. They're scared about the economy. They're scared about their own job, about their spouse's job, their kid's job, their neighbor's job, their employee's job. Well, I've got a message for them. Come November 2nd, you don't have to be scared anymore because help is on the way. And when I talk about help, it's not the blind hope that the people in Washington are pushing. No, I'm talking about real hope based on a real plan to get this state working again. I believe in Wisconsin. I grew up in a small town like so many others in this state, where my father was a preacher, my mother worked part-time, and they were tremendous role models for me. I love you too. I was involved in sports and band and scouts, proud to say I'm an Eagle Scout. 25 years ago, love you too. 25 years ago, I went to the American Legion's Badger Boys State Program. And it was there, more than government or politics, I learned from those veterans the power of public service. But for me, one of my most endearing influences was my grandmother. She was raised during the Great Depression, and she learned to do more with less. My grandparents raised my mother in a farmhouse that didn't have indoor plumbing until she was almost in high school. In 1974, my grandmother became a widow. And from that point until she passed in her 90s, not too long ago, she lived by herself, paid her own bills. She was frugal because she had to be. My brother and I liked to laugh over the years that sometimes we'd go out to eat with her, and I swear she had so many coupons that they paid us to eat there. I'm frugal because of her. Today, I still drive a 1998 Saturn with over 104,000 miles on it. More than 20 years ago, I worked at IBM just down the way from here to pay for college, and I started to pack a lunch. I then went to work for the American Red Cross, and I packed a lunch. I then was elected to serve in the State Assembly, and I packed a lunch. And then nearly every day when you see me in the courthouse, I still pack a brown bag lunch today. I like to say I'm frugal. Toinette just says I'm cheap. But like me, there are plenty of people trying to save money in this state, and I don't know about you, but I, for one, would like a government that had to save money like the rest of us do. It is what I call a little bit of brown bag common sense. It's based on three simple principles. First, my grandmother would love this. Don't spend more money than you have. Secondly, smaller government is better government. And third, most importantly, people create jobs, not the government. You see, too many politicians have that confused. They have that upside down. We have a plan to get government out of the way so the businesses of this state can put more people to work. Our plan calls for reducing government spending and cutting taxes, not taxing employers and families to kingdom come with a promise of a discount someplace down the road. Our plan calls for reducing regulations and easing litigation costs, not adding more red tape or mandating higher insurance costs. Our plan calls for making our schools more accountable to the families that they serve, not giving up control of our kids' education to bureaucrats in Madison. Our plan calls for reducing health care costs through market-driven solutions, not by forcing us to buy expensive health care mandates. Our plan calls for reliable and cost-effective sources of power, not mandating billions in dollars in new spending to produce the same energy we produce today. Our plan calls for restructuring our transportation system by fixing our roads and bridges, not by raiding the transportation fund as our infrastructure crumbles. If we enact this plan, I believe that the people of Wisconsin, not the government, the people of Wisconsin can create 250,000 new jobs by the end of my first term. Now, when I laid out this plan the first time, you would have thought I dropped a nuclear bomb in Madison. The liberals went crazy. The media went wild. Even my Republican opponent said it can't be done. Well, let me tell you, I've got a little experience with naysayers. 8 years ago, the naysayers said we couldn't take our county government back here in Milwaukee County. They said that no fiscal conservative, no way could a fiscal conservative be elected here in Milwaukee. They said we could never elect a conservative Republican who is proudly pro-life, pro-family, and pro-traditional marriage. They said an NRI guy who supports concealed carry could never be elected in a county that had never elected a Republican before. Well, they said it couldn't be done. And yet we did it. Not once, not twice, but three times. In fact, In fact, the last time we got nearly 60% of the vote in a county that went two-thirds for Barack Obama, how about that to the naysayers? Yeah. 8 years ago, the naysayers said we couldn't balance the budget without raising taxes. Well, you know what we did last fall? We introduced my eighth consecutive budget without raising the property tax levy from the previous year. And we did it the old-fashioned way. We cut our debt. We reduced the size of the government workforce by over 20%. We improved our bond rating. And last year, when the state had its largest budget deficit ever, we had an $8.9 million surplus. That's money we're going to use to cut property taxes again next year. 8 years ago, the naysayers said we couldn't control spending without sacrificing core services. Wrong again. Because of major improvements, our airport is now one of the fastest growing airports in the country, creating nearly 1,000 new jobs in our airlines. We eliminated the waiting list for long-term care services for our seniors. And get this. We even won the gold medal for the best park system in the country. If we can take on the political machine here in Milwaukee and win not just at the ballot box, but win in how we govern, there is no doubt on my mind that we, all of us here and others across this state, we can take on the political machine in Madison and win for all of the taxpayers of this state. I believe in Wisconsin. Say it with me. I believe in Wisconsin. Now more than ever, Wisconsin needs a leader who will take on the federal government's mandate for a health care plan we don't want and can't afford. Now more than ever, Wisconsin needs a leader who's going to put Wisconsin families at the top of the list for a place in the UW system, basing appointments on merit and keeping tuition affordable. Not allocating slots based on quotas or giving in-state tuition to those who are here illegally. And let me be clear. And let me be clear, I would sign Arizona's legislation on illegal immigration. Wait, there's more. Now more than ever, we need a leader who's going to tell the federal government that we don't want an $810 million train that we don't need and can't afford. You know what we're going to do? You know what we're going to do? We're going to take all those big government liberals and load them up on a train and run them right out of town. We've got a better plan. We have a better plan. I believe in Wisconsin and I believe in our people. We've got the kind of people, thank you, God bless you. I believe in our people. We've got the kind of people in this state who embody the Midwestern work ethic. The kind of people you not only build your company around, but your community and your state around. I believe in our employers. We've got employers in this state who are two or three or four generations deep of family-owned businesses. And for those that aren't, they treat their employees like family. And they're vested here. They want to grow here. They're begging the government to get out of the way so they can add more jobs in the state that they love. We're a state blessed with abundant natural resources. Think about it. No other state in the Union is surrounded by two great lakes and the greatest river in the U.S. We're filled with 15,000 inland lakes. That's 5,000 more than Minnesota. Eat your heart out, Brett Favre. Having grown up in a small town and now living in the largest county in the state, I can tell you without hesitation, big or small or anywhere in between, there is no place in the world better to grow up in, to live in, to play in, to work in, to build a business in, to raise a family here, someday, yes, to retire in this state. There is no place in the world better than our Wisconsin. What I have found traveling this state on this campaign, and it has been an honor, is that what is failing us is not our people or our places. What is failing us is our government. And the good news I proclaim to you here this afternoon is we can do something about that. We can take our government back. Today, I ask for your endorsement. But just as important, I ask for the support of every grassroots conservative activist from across this state, from the longtime supporter of the GOP to the first-time attendee at a Tea Party, from the guy who goes to nearly every local budget hearing to the family who went for the first time to a so-called healthcare listening session. If we can stand united, we can take back our government. Come November 2nd of this year, 2010, We, the people of Wisconsin, can stand up and reclaim our rightful place in history. We, the people of Wisconsin, can stand up and once and for all put the government back on the side of the people. We, the people of Wisconsin, can stand up and make this a Wisconsin we can believe in again. I'm Scott Walker, and I'd love to be your next governor.